Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Well, greetings, everyone, and how are you? I am just elated to be here again with you today. And again, boy, everything is moving so fast through this global reset. How about that? The global reset is definitely with us. We are in the middle of it. And I hope all of you are navigating this opportunity to be the new you in an exquisite way. Yes, this is the global reset. So today we're going to take it kind of easy because you've had so much dumped on you, okay, projected toward you, okay, dropped on you about what is happening just a little bit in your world on the news frequencies that are sharing a little bit about what's going on. There's so much stuff going on here, but just a little bit. So we're going to kind of talk about it. I have a wonderful opportunity here to share with you my support system, the people in the background that make this happen for you. So my core engineer, we call her Ken 44, Ms. Felicia Mohammed is going to be on the air with me most of the show. And we're just going to kind of toss it around because I feel as though you need to have some room, some space to air out how you're feeling, what you're feeling here, because there's a lot of things going on. So the Pandora Papers and the oil spills, and we're still having the fires in the West, and people are still flooded out, and people are still not getting electricity here in the Midwest, and many people are not with, interestingly enough, your social media is not up and working, as I understand it. So the question is, why not with Facebook down? And why is WhatsApp down? And why is your social media not operative? What's going on? You've just been cut off, and we've been talking to you about this, okay? Now, we talk about the get-out bag, but the get-out bag is not going to hook you up to your Facebook page, et cetera. But if your social media is cut down, cut off, guess what? You can be prepared that, again, you're going to also have disconnects in many other areas of your life. So whether that's your water, whether it's your light, whether it's your gas or a combination thereof, how are you going to handle this? And so you want to be prepared. So if you're driving now, listen to me, or you're just sitting in a chair, laying down, kicking it, you want to be able to be that comfortable when they tell you, okay, no lights available, no gas, no water. You want to be able to be that comfortable. And the only way you can do that is da-da-da. You have to go to the third circuit, which is information and resources. And so it's very important to make sure that you have your third circuit loaded and those neurons are communicating very thoroughly about the resources and the options you have. When one thing doesn't work, you have three or four, or a limitless number of other options, and that's where you want to be. Because if not, you're going to be in that first circuit, that reptilian circuit, and you're going to be anxious, and you're going to think that you're afraid, and you're going to think that you're feeling insecure, and you're going to think that your life may end, and you're going to go into that whole drama business because you weren't prepared and paid attention to the moment. Remember, look at your skin. You know, you are not a reptile, okay? You don't have scales. You know, you don't. You're in a human body. You're not in a reptilian body. And so, therefore, you're to act differently. You're to behave differently. And obviously, you're to use a different part of the brain. So being in the first circuit of the brain, which is the reptilian brain, is not where you're supposed to be navigating a human body. Remember that. So, therefore, this is your show, the Dr. Jules Brain Balancing Program, the DJBP, to remind you, let's step up, go up in the brain and get in the circuit that is ideal for the human body. So let's talk about all these things today. Make sure you call in now. We're doing all day questions and answers. So you can reach me at 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531, and myself and Ken 44, our engineer, we're going to take your calls and we're just going to discuss it. So we'll be right back after this message. And let's talk.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, well, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're a little late, but it's always better to be late than never. This is your host, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, Dr. Jewel, and we are doing what we do every Monday, 5 o'clock. Talking about that fabulous brain and nervous system of yours in the human body. And this organ system is so incredibly necessary for you at this time. And so, therefore, today is our day that we're going to be opening up the airways for you to share so we can discuss whatever's going on. There's a lot going on. So myself and my staff helps me in the background, Miss Felicia Mohammed, Ken 44, we're going to be opening the lines now. So if you have any questions, comments you want to share with us, well, let's hear them because there's a lot going on. How about that? So I was just looking at the news here, and they were saying that a meteor was being dropped on the economic health of the people here in America. A meteor is being dropped on the economic health of America. Now, I don't know how you read that. They flashed it on CNN today, but it's significant because in the intellectual circle at the university, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, JUIS, we've been discussing meteors. There's a problem with meteors, and many of you maybe don't know that, but we have meteors zooming past Earth all the time. But some come very, very close, and some of them are huge. They're mammoth in size, and they are also doing what? They're traveling extremely fast. So we get concerned about size and speed when it comes to a meteor, because when they then what? Quote, impact the earth, that is equivalent literally to the explosion of nuclear bombs on the Earth. And so a lot of damage can be done with an impact of a very large object traveling extremely fast through space. So it's been projected and predicted that very large meteors will be perhaps impacting Earth. Now, they have a little movie about this out, and they've got some other scientific things that are going on. As a matter of fact, they just launched a new project where they're going to do what now? Pay attention. They're going to basically be able to shift Earth out of the way of a progressing meteor to avoid a huge catastrophic explosion on Earth because of a what they call deadly impact from a foreign object such as a meteor. And they are so concerned about that that they're now launching new technologies to be able to offer us that option. Now this is significant. And now another what I call cold word meteor. Meteor is a cold word. And it was now spoken today by your government, a meteor that is hitting the financial health of America. Now, what do you think that means? Now, if you all been paying attention, everything has been in medicine and everything has been in the courts, all the attention that you've been driven to pay attention to by your media, been in the courts, the legal system, in the courts, the Constitution. Also looking at the health situation. You haven't heard anything much from the bankers and the banks and the investment agencies here, have you? So therefore, all of a sudden, to just say that, boom, here we go, a meteor is going to hit the financial health of America if we don't pay attention. Just all of a sudden now, this perhaps explosion and devastation is getting ready to occur. This thing announced to you by the president, you better watch out. And so we've talked about it over the years that with this transition in the financial system, there's something known as the NSD, okay, and also the NSMs that are coming. These are notes, currencies that are being made available to you, but most of you have been looking at the bitcoins and some other financial means of exchange, but nothing has been going on with the USD and the USN, and I think that's going to be a shocker for all of you also. So get ready, pay attention. Obviously having natural valuable resources, they call those valuable commodities. Mm-hmm. Makes a real big difference, whatever's happening with the paper, et cetera. And that's gold and silver. So I'm not talking too much about gold anymore. It's very expensive. Silver, platinum. I don't even mention that hardly anymore. Okay. Why? Okay. Because the rush is over on that. And so people who didn't know that they should be really investing in gold and silver, a platinum and some other precious metals, are really on the end of this acquisition of the backbone of what is going to stabilize any currency that's going to be introduced to us in the future. Even the digital currency, you still have to have precious metals behind them, and there's not much discussion going on with that. So without further ado, though, I'm inviting our engineer, our back wing of what allows the DJBP show all these years to still be able to talk to you about the science of living. And it has to always address the nervous system. So, Ms. Felicia Muhammad, Ken 44, can you join me on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Thank you.
Okay,
so
well,
much.
Great. So probably you all are used to hearing her voice momentarily, in the entrance and exit of the shows, et cetera. Well, we're going to jointly do this show together in a discussion based on whatever you want us to discuss. But we've got some things in front of us, so we've been announced on two occasions, meteor impact, potentially with planet Earth itself, and a meteor impact, potentially with the health of your finances coming up. So you want to be prepared. And again, the get out bag works on the financial, excuse me, on the physical level. And obviously the DJBP, having more brain tissue, always works on the mental, emotional, and soul level. I tell you, having more brain tissue makes a difference in your life. So maybe before we go to the next station break, maybe you want to tell us about what the brain balancing program has done for you, Miss Felicia. You feel like sharing?
Yes, ma'am. More than happy to. So for me, the brain balancing program has definitely supported me in being able to, I don't know if for any of you all out there that may have this challenge, but I couldn't, when I would dream, I would not be able to see it in color. And now I can see it in color. And the first thing, the first day that I saw balancing with the symbols, it was an immediate transformation in how I reacted to stress, how I interacted and reacted to stressors. And over the time, it has definitely supported me in being able to react differently emotionally to certain events that would normally be triggers in the past. Let's see, what else can y'all relate to? Oh, relationship with my body. All right. So being able to, and Dr. Jen, I have to say this real quickly before we go to a commercial break, as I was connecting with people today who expressed interest in enrolling in the balancing program, you know, and they kept saying, oh, I don't have time. And I was like, you know what? Yes, you do. I had to literally say to one person, Dr. Jewel used the balancing program to support her in healing her body of a very rare cancer. And you telling me you don't have 15 minutes or 30 minutes a day to look at symbols that could support you for the rest of your life? I was like, stop it. She was like, what? And I'm a cancer survivor. I had to put that out there, Dr. Jewel, because that just astonished me today, that we make all these type of excuses and the simplicity, and don't take it for granted, the simple exercise of balancing, focusing 15 minutes a day, twice a day, three symbols can save your life, has saved many people's lives, Dr. J being one of them. So that's what I wanted to say, because it's definitely supported me in being able to help shrink fibroids naturally. Yes, I can definitely tell the difference because I have a different relationship with my body, and I'm paying attention now because I have access to more brain tissue, to whereas when, for one, I have information to know how to pay attention, and I have the support with the sacral geometry to be able to help me to recognize the shifts and the changes in my body. So that's what I wanted to share.
Okay. Well, guess what? The sponsors want to speak to, and then we'll be right back, and we're here to take your questions and your calls on the telephone. So we'll be right back after this message. You're listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program on Blog Talk Radio. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, we're back, and we're here to take your calls and questions and comments, but I want to say one thing. Pay attention here. This is one of the few science news radio transmissions that has been in your life persistently for years, bringing you information about what? The nervous system. And so, of course, we feel like we're just this little teeny-weeny voice calling out in the cosmos, but we're one of the strongest voices that you ever want to hear, because without your nervous system and your brain, you won't even know that you exist. You won't be able to utilize and leverage any of the things that you call your life or and your experiences. And so, therefore, people have become so denuded, okay, about the importance of the brain and the nervous system. So everything else is more important, okay? Like 1044 says, people are testifying, well, when am I going to get the time? What? All that other stuff you're doing, you're not going to be able to do without a brain and without a nervous system. So does that really make sense? Well, of course it doesn't, but that's how neglectful most people are about the importance of your brain and your nervous system. Sitting right there on the top of your neck, the greatest satellite ever known to humanity is in your head. Each and every one of us has a satellite. Yes, we do, and we can send it anywhere in the cosmos. Did you understand that? Yes, because every thought travels at a rate of 23 billion miles a second. Did you understand that? This is the basic science and things that we give you, because nobody else is giving you this. Do you understand that when you say you don't like something, it's traveled 23 billion miles into the cosmos? Not only just at the object that you said that about, but it's all throughout the cosmos. And can you think of some of the things that you all have thought about in regards to yourself, to other people? And that's just broadcasted to the cosmos. Did you really want to do that? But because you don't understand that you have this broadcasting system on the top of your neck, known as the human brain, you've been broadcasting all kinds of stuff. So it was taught to you by the very humble but sincere and scientific people, the indigenous Native American people, the indigenous European people, etc., all on this planet have been telling you about your thoughts. They've been telling you about how you've been thinking and what you've been thinking and how you are corrupting the planet, how you are polluting the water, how you are creating all kinds of catastrophes because of the broadcasting of the quality of thoughts that you are continuously sending to the cosmos. All of these thoughts eventually do what? They always return to the originator. You send out a thought, you don't like something, well, guess what? It's going to go all throughout the cosmos, and it's going to come back to the origin of where it came from. And that's you. So some people are wondering, why people don't seem to like me so well, you know. Well, how many thoughts are you thinking about how wonderful you are? How wonderful everybody else is, how wonderful it is to see the plants in it. Are you thinking those thoughts? Because obviously you're not. That's why there is a schism between you and other people and things, because your thoughts, as they come back to you, are reflecting that you're not being attracted to other things around you, and you say that in your own thinking. So obviously those people who think in opposition to that, they have a whole different relationship with everything in their world, because their thoughts, as they are returned back to them in the cosmos, creates a wonderful magnetic field that they're excited about. So let's talk about this, because I've talked about a lot of things here. So we've talked about the Pandora Papers. What is that? Why is your Facebook, okay, and your social media shut down here today? Okay, what's going on with that? The meteors hitting the earth, meteors hitting your financial status or your financial health. What is all that about? And most of all, COVID-19, where are you with that? So let's hear what you have to say. So do we have any callers that are interested in sharing their opinions? Okay, we know you have a lot going on in that nervous system. The more you can communicate, the healthier your brain and nervous system will be. You can't hold all this into the nervous system. It will destroy the neurons. You got to process it.
Yes.
Any callers?
We have, yes, we do. We have, so callers, you can hit *1 to raise your hand, and that will give us an indication that you have a question, and we're going to call the first 6 digits of your phone number. Please state your name and what city you are calling from. So we're going to go to area code 269290. Please state your name and what city you're calling from, and what is your question?
This is Taylor Webb, Green Hair Solution, Dr. Jewel. I jumped on the show a little early, and I wasn't able to hear why all our social medias are shut down.
Oh, so you're verifying that your social media is shut down too, huh?
Yes, it is, and I was wondering what is going on. I called everybody in my family, like, is your social media shut down? And they all confirmed that. So I'm like, yeah, this is global. Something serious is happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't have any idea. So, well, Kim 44, what do you think it is? What have you heard?
So from what the news is saying, CNN and some other sources, allegedly an outage, and it comes on the heels of a CNBC report that was done last night about a young lady who made a report that Instagram and Facebook is dangerous because it is promoting suicide in young people.
Mm. Wow.
Now,
did
you get a chance to synthesize what was the method that they're doing that? The lady who released this whistleblower, did she give any methodologies or specifics about why she said Facebook is doing it?
Yeah, so what she's saying is that because of how the algorithms are set up, you are, whatever you like and the posts that you share, that's what you see more of. So most people that are on the social media, there's a facade. There's this glamour and all of this beauty, you know, that is being displayed. And so she was stating that some of the teenagers are trying to compete, and if they don't live up to it or they're ridiculed, then that's what is setting the environment in their mind because of what they're seeing on Instagram, and they're not able to compete or display the same thing, then this is where it's affecting their self-image, and then they want to, you know, commit suicide. And some of them are being bullied because they don't have a certain representation on Instagram. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so one of the other analysts was saying that Facebook and Instagram, they keep the algorithms set a certain way so you can only see they set it up where you only see things that it continues to put in front of you all of these things that you want to accomplish or achieve or have. And she said that while all the algorithm is, and I thought about the universal principle, she said all the algorithm is a mirror of what you already are liking.
Mm.
So that's what you see more of. So the things that you like, the things that you share, you see more of that. So what she was saying. That's really all the algorithm is, and that they can change it, but they choose not to because they make a lot of money off of the algorithm, the way that they have them set up.
Wow.
Okay, so therefore, if a person is being inundated with what they like, you're saying, so, okay, so now this is how I see it. If a person is projecting what they would think they would like, even though they don't accept that for their reality right now, this is what they want to be, this is what they want to have, et cetera, and if the algorithm is constantly bringing that back to them over and over again, then it creates a level of anxiety because they're being saturated with what they really, really want, but they don't have any tools or methodologies to get it. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
That is really interesting. But I have an idea that just came to mind as you were talking, Miss Felicia, that one of the things that I thought due to this social media outage is that so many things are going on around the world and people are so quick to put it on social media that they're trying to limit the exposure of what is coming.
I agree.
That's what I thought at first.
Okay,
wow.
So they put a mask over your mouth and then they're putting a mask over your social media, huh? How about that?
Yeah, okay. Wow. That is so interesting.
To try to prevent the discussion and exchange of what possibly is and what possibly is coming. How about that?
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate
you guys so much.
She has a balanced brain, Dr. Jules. She's a new scholar in the balancing program, Ms. Taylor.
Oh, good for you, because you're going to discover something wonderful, and that is that the satellite that's on the top of your neck cannot be shut down. If you will just keep it hydrated and basically healthy, you will still know what is going on because the satellite receives as well as transmits. And when I tell you that your satellite, your brain receives throughout the cosmos as well as what's coming from Earth to the cosmos, what's coming from the cosmos to Earth, you will know anyway. This is why you have to watch those drugs, because now when you put the drugs into the satellite, do the wires, the transmissions get crossed if they can even be perceived. And that's why I'm so concerned about so many people who are on drugs, okay, and are not understanding that it is really confusing to the neurons to really give you accurate conduction and transmission of information that is available to you. And right now, everybody needs to be, as they say, crystal clear about what is happening, okay, coming to you around your environment, and really what you are really thinking about and the effect that you're sending out to the cosmos. So we want to basically stay hydrated. A lot of people still don't get it. They're not drinking that water. You think that, I drink 2 gallons of, Gatorade and a whole bunch of other stuff. That's not water. Okay, you need pure crystalline water, hydrogen, oxygen, here for this transmission on a global, local level. And so now you've got people messing with the water. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Go to the store to buy some water, and you look on the side of the bottle, and they have sodium in there and calcium and a whole bunch of other chemicals. And just bottle of water. Yes.
I think it was from your podcast. I don't know which show it was, but it was a guest speaker on there talking about water, and I think what was said somewhere along the lines is that water companies, major water companies, don't disclose certain information, like if they're in close radius to a landfill.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, water's having all kind of trash in it. So this is very, very important that you've got to now be very specific. So many people are so specific about their alcohol. They only want this kind of alcohol. It has to be like this, da 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 da. Well, that's cute. But now, what about your water? Okay, because without water, the alcohol is a real serious poison to your nervous system, your spinal cord, many organs in your body. And people don't recognize that. So they can drink, you know, all these different things. No water in their brain. No water in their life. And they're going to go out of here because with what's happening now on this planet, the intense shifts, your nervous system is not going to be able to tolerate it. And so, therefore, you're not going to be able to really have an accurate perception of really who's who and what's what in the environment because of dehydration and also because of just toxicities in the body and the brain basically not being able to transmit information because it doesn't have a medium to do that, which is the water. The water gives it the charge. The water allows the neurons to be able to send energy pathways, we call it electrical fields here, from one neuron to another, and then out of your head into the cosmos and then back into your brain, so you will know what's going on. So this is so important, and now with them putting a mask on your social media, I want you to think of it that way. They totally mask your social media. So the very thing when they tell you they cover your nose and cover your mouth, they did that to your social media. Now, what do you think about that? And now you can understand what that mask is really doing to you. How about that?
Yes. I have one more question. One more.
Sure.
With the get-out bag and everything that's going on and how it's affecting the mail, how long does it take the get-out bag to come?
Well, you know, we've been having problems with that. That's why we ask you to order them as fast as you can, because you can do that, then we'll order them as fast as you can. And really, we have a good supplier, but, you know, they are letting us know that, you know, if they don't up the shipping rates because they have to go to a more reliable service, that we don't know when we would get our bags, but we have to really pay for that service of sending them by FedEx and UPS.
Yeah.
Because the UPSP is just too erratic for us. Okay, and those get-out bags are very important, and so we can't rely on that service anymore. And it was happening for years, so it wasn't as though just the UPSP just got erratic. It's been that way, and I had to stop using it years ago in sending out the balancing programs because people were not getting them. I paid for two-day delivery and get there 5 days later. And, you know, I have better things to do with my time than have to go to the post office to get a refund.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So, therefore, we just had to shift to more reliable shipping providers. And that's where we are. But get the get-out bag.
Okay.
Get your get-out.
I
it's
am.
Wonderful.
I
that
am.
In my car, I keep it in my trunk. Stuff happens, I can just put on my comfortable walking shoes, put my get-out bag on my back, and I'm gone.
Okay.
And that's what you have to understand, that that's what it's for, because you cannot be sitting up here, standing up there trying to argue about a car when you don't know what you're getting ready to drive up into, what you may be getting ready to face. When you can just walk away from it. This is the benefit of the get-out bag. And I think about that when I go down on these expressways and I see all these walls that they're putting up. So, you know, you could just basically put your car on the curb and just walk up out of the expressway and you're gone. Well, they're inhibiting that, aren't they? Pay attention when you drive down on these expressways. That it's going to be very difficult if you get down in there that you are going to be able to get up, not just on foot anymore, only one way. When you go in there, there's only one way out, the way that supposedly the exit is going to let you out, but you just can't park and walk off. So these expressways here are taking on a very dangerous demeanor, and that's why we always recommend you should know more than one way home. You should know more than one way to get around your city.
And it should exclude expressways, because you have to understand why those expressways were created. They weren't created for pedestrians who are now driving to get from one point to another. They all are connected to military outposts. This is all for military communication and transport system. And they just let you ride on them and pay for them. But you aren't the reason why they created them. Pay attention. See, that's why you got to study with us. So check it out. Okie dokie. Any more questions?
Thank you so much. I love you all.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Thank
you so much.
Get our newsletter. Yeah, the Align Neuron. Subscribe to it every month. We have at least 10 to 15 sciences that we address every month that you need to know about, that your newspapers and radios and TVs are telling you about these different developments in all these different fields of science. In the inner city, we've got to have the science. We really do. It should not just be locked up in the universities, et cetera. We need to know what's going on. And so you want to always have science news available to you. Okay. Well, who's next? And thank you for calling.
Yes.
It's a station break. Oh, station break, and then we'll be right back.
Yes, time for station break.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jewel, and this is the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program. And that's what we've been talking about for years, the importance of you balancing your brain. This is so important. You know, I had the opportunity to make breakfast for the family this morning. And, you know, I was just really so delighted as to how I can just use my left hand just like my right hand. Okay. Allegedly, I was not aware in my younger years that I should do that. And, of course, everybody, the children are told that they should be right-handed. And if some children are persistent, they will persist in using their left hand. But nobody was telling me I should be using both hands. But look at your body. Does it make sense that if you want something on the left side of your body, that you have to cross over with your right hand and arm across your entire body to reach it? Because you are not used to basically using the left side of your body as equally as the right? It should be a no-brainer that if it's on the right, left side, I should be able to pick it up and do whatever I need to do with it, just like I would my right hand. Why don't most of you do that? And it's a programming of the brain and an understimulation of it and an overstimulation of only parts of the brain. You don't want that. So you want to become a completely whole brain person. The right and the left aspects of your body work for you like they should, equally. So there's a problem with saying, oh, I'm left-handed or I'm right-handed. That says about the fact that there's a limitation in your capacity to use your brain. This is how obvious it is and how you've been programmed to think that it's okay. It's not okay. You need your whole brain. That's why the body's telling you, look, we got a whole left side, we got a whole right side, and why are you not using me and interacting with me equally? And that's because you were programmed not to. And so, therefore, have you suffered from that? Well, of course. Now, we don't know the extent. I mean, it goes for each and every individual, but not being able to use all of oneself means you're always missing out of your own life. So, again, balancing the brain is important, especially during this time, because there's information
that you're not going to be able to interact with, information from you that you're not going to be able to actually share with yourself and others in consciousness. There's so many deficits going on here without you balancing your brain. So we'll talk about that a little more before the show is over. And I do want you all to know that JUUL is an acronym. It's an acronym. It means it's the abbreviation for a state of consciousness, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. JUUL is an acronym for the state of consciousness, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, which is why it's the JUUL brain balancing program, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living brain balanced program. That's why I'm justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, because I have a balanced brain. So this is not just, you know, the personal me saying that I want to have something named after me. No, 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 no. I don't need that. I need for as many people on this planet to have a balanced brain so that we can eradicate so many of the problems on this planet, so many of the misunderstandings, so much suffering, because you have enough neurons in your own head. Your own satellite is hyper-connected like it should be, so that you can see the answers right before you. People talk about they're not creative, and that's because the brain basically literally deformed. The neurons are not interacting and communicating and are not associated with the proper circuits. Because everybody is born to create. You have to make your first urine and your first bowel movement here within hours of your birth. That's creation. We were always created to create. So this whole idea that people are telling you that you're not creative, you say that to yourself, it's just really ignorant. It's just ignorant. You're creating new hair, new fingernails, new skin, new everything. It is your nature to create. But if your brain is malformed, traumatized, which means the neurons then are not of their normal, correct, geometric symmetry and interrelationship with each other, then you have these distorted perceptions of yourself. So you can try to take courses and whatever else you want to, but not until you, what, recreate, redesign. Neural redesign. That's what we do at the university. We help you to redesign your neural net so that you can have full access to this fabulous avatar. We call it the avatar, commonly known as the physical body, that has limitless capabilities. You don't know all the fabulous things your body can do because you can't activate them, and you've got programs that actually block many of the qualities of the genes that are just waiting to be expressed, as we say. So you want to redesign your brain. That's what we do. The geometry here on planet Earth redesigns and sustains everything. Without geometry, you wouldn't know a tree from a rat, because of the geometric configuration is what defines the light particles that defines that form and gives us its characteristics is what is distinguishing here. The geometry distinguishes everything. And most of you don't even recognize geometry, even though you can't exist without it. So, again, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living is a state of awareness that you want to be associated with and experiencing at all times. Redesign your brain. We're here to help you do that so that that is a natural state of your existence. Justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. So you have to look up what enlightened means. It means that you are totally within the knowledge of everything at will. That's an enlightened reality. It's fabulous to know what you know, you can know. Yeah. So, okay, Miss Felicia, we have a few more minutes left. What else can we talk about here? Because your social media has cut you all off, They put a mask on your social media. So what are you going to do now?
We got
callers to come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had another question. Please re-raise your hand. Hit star 1 to raise your hand, and there we go. Okay, here we are. All right, so yes, hit star 1 and indicate, let us know you have a question. You're going to call the first 6 digits of your phone number. Please state your name and what city you're calling from. Area code 404-839. You are live.
Yes, hello. This is Alexis. I just joined the Brain Balancing Program. I'm very excited about getting started. I just had a question about, you know, when we're working with our brain, you know, because conventional medicine, or I don't know what it's called, but medical doctors would say that, you know, if you have an issue with a nerve that it cannot be repaired, because I have, you know, conditions that they've identified with my hands, carpal tunnel and then arthritis in my thumbs, when balancing the brain, are those areas that we can regenerate?
Of course. My colleagues and their ignorance, you know, they weren't being intentionally vindictive, but they were just mimicking what they had been taught. We now know that every tissue in the human body can regenerate. Every tissue. They used to teach us that in medical school that only the liver can regenerate. So you can have liver damage, and if you have a small part of the liver will go back. But when it comes to the nervous system and all that, well, you know, we know that bone would grow back, et cetera. Obviously, we knew that skin would grow back. We knew that hair would grow back. Yes, it will. Everything will grow back. Are you creating the proper environment for that regeneration to occur? That's the only major question that you have to be able to answer. So, of course, your nerves will grow back with carpal tunnel syndrome and any of these other deformities that have happened in the nervous system. And this is why, you know, all those individuals who've had spinal cord injuries, don't give up on yourself. You know, that is the last thing you want to think about, that your spine won't regenerate. We have people who have had spinal lesions where they were quadriplegics and were able to regenerate their spinal cord and walk out of the hospital. But that is not promoted, but it takes time. Do you have that patience? You can't be running around here rushing through McDonald's talking about, you know, you want your hamburger in 3 minutes and think that you have a mindset to generate a spinal cord injury. Stop it. No, it's going to take a while. And if you're eating fast foods and everything has to be rush, 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 no, you don't have a mindset to allow nervous tissue to regenerate. And that's why it won't. So can you be focused and persistent and see your nervous system grow millimeter by millimeter, nanometer every day? Then you will regenerate it. And that's why you have to learn how to focus. You have to learn how to be able to hold a vision in your mind relentlessly. I don't care what's going on in front of you, behind you, et cetera. You hold your vision, and you will have that vision surround you and become you. So, of course, carpal tunnel syndrome can be corrected. Yes. Okay, the key is, are you ready to change your environment? Are you ready to change your thinking about yourself? The food you eat, how you live, how you treat yourself, and yes, you will correct that. This is so important to understand. Nothing can be withheld from you if you don't withhold from yourself. This is critical. So that's why using geometry to reawaken and redirect the energy that forms neurons is very important now. We can regenerate anything. So I recommend that you get on the brain balancing program right away, that you see one of our physicians at our E4 Medicine Health Service and get on a program and a treatment plan for the hands. How are you taking care of the hands? Many people, you don't take care of your hands. It's just something for just you to grab on and hold on and whatever else you set up. But how many time do you spend really in massage? How do you soak them? What kind of nutrition do you give the hands, et cetera? Nail care. Many of you, I'm telling you, I know your hands want to just run and scream because of all the things that you're doing to your nails and you're doing to your cuticles, and then you're putting all this stuff on your skin. And people, you don't have any idea what you're doing. Those things, much of it that you're putting on your nails is outright poison. And so you're starting to poison the nerves and the endings of your fingers, et cetera, and it's going to travel up and get deeper in the body. You're going to lose the use of your hands with trying to be glamorous artificially. If you want long nails, there's a way that you can stimulate it for them to grow and care for them healthfully. You can have them any color you want to, whatever else, et cetera, but you don't have to poison yourself. So we've got to look at the things that we've been doing. And so, again, to reassure you, of course, you can correct carpal tunnel syndrome and other disorders. I was looking at a treatment they have for bunions, and they want to take and, you know, line the whole, all the bones of the phalanges of the foot. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to go and put some pins in the foot, okay, itself here on top of your foot to straighten out the bunion because of what made it turn inward. What made those bones actually turn inward? Nobody's telling you. This is liver. This is your liver meridian, liver spleen meridians that are basically corrupted. Yeah. And so now, are you going to change your perception about your purpose? Well, that's what the spleen deals with. Okay, what about your liver? Okay, your willfulness to do what? Are you willful to be on purpose? Are you willful to keep the contract that you and the source of all things made to be able to inhabit and animate a physical body? You think you just get a body for no reason? Oh, no, no, no. There are definite contracts and agreements that you made in other dimensions to be able to have a three-dimensional body. Are you keeping your agreements? So these are signs and symptoms that you're out of order with your contract. Those feet that are to be planted on the earth where you are constantly getting information about what earth is doing at all times through the soles of your feet. You got rubber under your feet. How are you getting the information from the earth? Rubber under your feet at all times. Have you ever thought about that? Why do people want my foot to be insulated from the information that Mother Earth is trying to give me? No other animal does that. So pay attention here. We love you. Oh, my goodness, it's time for us to go. Thank you for calling in. Pay attention. Know about those Pandora papers. Your social media, will it back? Will it to come back to continue to communicate truth and love and unity, please, at all times? And subscribe to the Live Neuron. Tuesdays, you'll hear from Ms. Deborah P. Payne on healthy eating, healthy kitchen.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network. Hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.